Having just finished William Bernstein's If You Can, I wanted to share my thoughts on how these investment principles apply to us as Australian investors. Here's my interpretation and local context. #My key takeaways for Australian investors. After reading Bernstein's work, I've realized how we can adapt his core principles to our unique market. While he writes for a US audience, the fundamentals are surprisingly relevant here. #The Australian super context. What struck me most was how our superannuation system actually gives us a head start on Bernstein's 15% savings rule. With the current 11.5% employer contribution, we're already most of the way there. I've personally decided to make additional voluntary contributions to reach that 15% target. #Simplifying our investment approach. Bernstein's 3-fund portfolio really resonated with me, and I've adapted it for our market. Instead of US stocks, I'm using ASX 300 index funds, VAT or A200. For international exposure, I've chosen VGS. For bonds, I'm using Australian government bonds and term deposits. #The 5 hurdles, an Australian perspective. Reading through Bernstein's 5 hurdles, I couldn't help but notice how they play out in our market. 1. Marketing noise. I've seen this firsthand with some retail super funds pushing complex, high-fee products. 2. Past performance, particularly relevant given our recent property and mining cycles. 3. Market history, made me study our unique events like the 1987 crash through an Australian lens. 4. Behavioral control, this hit home during recent market volatility. 5. Financial knowledge, I'm focusing on understanding our tax system, including franking credits. #My action plan. After reading the book, I've developed my own approach. Set up automatic super contributions above the employer minimum. Chose low-cost index ETFs on the ASX. Created a regular rebalancing schedule. Started reading one Australian finance book per quarter. #What I'm doing differently now. The biggest change for me has been resisting the typical Australian urge to overinvest in property and instead focusing on building a diversified portfolio. I'm also paying much more attention to fees, especially within my super fund. This book has fundamentally changed how I view investing, but I've had to adapt its US-centric approach to our Australian context. I believe the principles are universal, but the implementation needs to be local. Would love to hear others' thoughts on how they've adapted international investment wisdom to our market.